With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Almost about the end of the Trump administration, the Department of Government Efficiency has announced substantial savings in government spending. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
Doge, which is overseen by tech mogul Elon Musk, announced savings of $55 billion. The agency said on its website that the savings came from a combination of fraud detection deletion, contract lease cancellation, contract lease renegotiations, asset sales, grant cancellations, workforce reductions, programmatic changes, and regulatory savings. Doge cuts included ending subscriptions to publications like Politico, Bloomberg, and The Washington Post, which saved more than $1.5 million. I'm Bernie Bennett.
The latest in a long line of winter storms taking direct aim at the East Coast, threatening to dump heavy snow and some ice in several states. A storm that dropped snow in the Midwest was spreading across the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, bringing more misery to some places just starting to clean up from deadly weekend floods. Elsewhere, a polar vortex took over from Montana to southern Texas with bone-chilling temps. Also at SRNNews.com, the head of the U.S. Postal Service is leaving.
Louis DeJoy intends to step down after a nearly five-year tenure marked by the coronavirus pandemic, surges in mail-in election ballots, and efforts to stem losses through cost and service cuts. In a Monday letter, Postmaster General DeJoy asked the Postal Service Board of Governors to begin looking for his successor. DeJoy took the helm of the Postal Service in the summer of 2020 during President Donald Trump's first term. He was a Republican donor who owned a logistics business before taking office and was the first Postmaster General in nearly two decades who was not a career postal employee. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The Dow is down 141 points, but the Nasdaq is ahead 13. This is SRN News. The boycott of Target is over.
When the giant retailer announced in 2016 that it would allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing rooms, the American Family Association called on Christians across the country to take their money elsewhere. Now the AFA says it's officially ending the boycott with Target's latest announcement that it is dropping its diversity, equity, and inclusion program. The company has also installed single-occupancy bathrooms and stopped pushing LGBT children's apparel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Canada. Authorities in Montreal say someone painted a swastika on a synagogue over the past weekend. Members of the Temple Emmanuel Beth Shalom found the graffiti when they arrived for activities. There has been a spike in anti-Semitic attacks in Montreal over the past year. In December, one synagogue was firebombed for the second time. This is SRN News. President Trump has another like-minded cabinet member to help advance his America First trade policies. Bob Agnew reports.
The Senate last night confirmed Howard Lutnick to serve as U.S. Commerce Secretary. In his role, he'll help advance America First by advocating for U.S. business interests abroad, including the possible use of tariffs. Lutnick, a longtime Trump ally and Wall Street billionaire, will also have the job of restricting the sale of some sensitive U.S. technology, like semiconductors, to adversaries like Russia and China. Bob Agnew reporting.
A new poll finds Americans' confidence in air transportation and the federal agencies tasked with maintaining air safety slipped a little from last year following a recent crash in Washington. The survey from the Associated Press, NARC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows 64% of U.S. adults say plane travel is very safe or somewhat safe. That's down from 71%. More details at SRNNews.com.